This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte of Italy will hand in his resignation to the head of state on Tuesday. The Italian prime minister has convened his cabinet for 9 in the morning to inform ministers of his decision. His resignation comes after he lost his absolute majority in the upper house Senate last week. A junior partner quit in a row over the government's handling of the coronavirus crisis and economic recession. Reuters cites political sources who say Conte hopes President Sergio Mattarella will give him a mandate to form a new government with broader backing in parliament. The European Union has condemned the arrest of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and a weekend police crackdown that saw thousands of his supporters taken into custody. But EU foreign ministers stopped short of weighing new sanctions against Russia at a meeting on Monday. More than 3,700 people were reportedly detained during the nationwide rallies in support of President Vladimir Putin's most well-known critic. Navalny allies are now calling for new protests next weekend to demand his release. Supporters urge protesters to keep up the pressure with rallies called for Sunday, January 31st. The United States and Iran's relations have yet to take shape under the new Biden administration, but one U.S. general says the two foes enter a period of opportunity. General Frank McKenzie, who leads the U.S. Central Command, made the remarks to reporters as he flew to the Middle East. Some analysts had predicted Iran might lash out in the final weeks of the Trump administration as payback for the tough stance toward Tehran. Read the full story on VOAnews.com. This is